Chapter 9. A Meeting with Friends. "I'm worried about you, Jordan," said his mother at the dinner table that night. "You're acting very strangely. Do you feel okay?" Mrs. Connolly's question didn't surprise Jordan. "Everything's all right, Mum," he answered, "but I'm nervous about the big maths test tomorrow. I'm going to Bruce's house tonight to study with him." After dinner, Jordan phoned Bruce. "I'm coming to your house now," said Jordan. "Please call John, Benji and Nigel and ask them to come too. Something really strange has just happened and I need all of your help." "What's wrong?" asked Bruce. "You sound really worried. Is this about the future?" "Yes, it is," answered Jordan. "I'll tell you when I see you." Jordan arrived at Bruce's house and his friends were already there. "Congratulations, Jordan," said Bruce. "We've just seen the news. They showed the fire in the block of flats and they interviewed some people."
"Did they mention me on the news?" asked Jordan.
"Yes, they did, and everybody is curious about your identity," answered John. "You're the mysterious hero."
"That's nice, I guess," said Jordan, "but I can't think about that now. I saw something really bad on television today."
"Something worse than the explosion in Bramley?" asked Benji.
"It will be if we don't help," answered Jordan.
Jordan told the story about the news report and described the pictures of the holiday resort before and after the tsunami hit.
"Where were the pictures taken?" asked Nigel.
"I don't know," answered Jordan. "I didn't hear the newsreader mention the name of the place. The tsunami destroyed the place and people died."
"Oh no," shouted John. "We have to do something."
"What can we do?" asked Nigel. "A tsunami is an act of nature. There's nothing we can do about that."
"That's true," said Bruce. "We can't stop the tsunami, but we can tell the people about it."
"How can we do that?" asked John.
Jordan didn't hear the name of the place.
Everybody was quiet for a moment. They were trying to think of a solution to the problem.
"Wait a minute," said Jordan suddenly. "I just remembered something."
"Let's hear it," said John.
"The newsreader mentioned some missing people, and one of them was Jed Olsen, the drummer from Kurumba. He was there on holiday."
"Brilliant," said John.
"If we surf the internet, maybe we'll find information about his holiday plans."
"Yes," said Nigel.
"And then we'll know the location of the tsunami."
"Let's start now," said Bruce. "We haven't got much time."
"How do you know?" asked Benji.
"Maybe the tsunami will only hit in another few days."
"No, I think it will hit tomorrow," said Jordan. "Everything until now has happened only one day after I saw it on TV."
"Okay then, there's no time to waste," said Bruce. "Jordan, you can use the computer in my dad's office. The rest of you will have to go home to use your computers. We'll meet here in an hour."
1 hour later, the five friends met at Bruce's house.
"Jordan and I didn't have any luck. What about you guys?" Bruce asked, looking at John, Nigel and Benji.
"I didn't find anything," answered John, disappointed.
"Same here," said Nigel.
"I found an article about the next Kurumba concert," answered Benji.
"It's going to be in Hawaii, but I'm not sure how that helps us."
What are we going to do? Asked John. Everybody thought about the problem for a few moments, and then Jordan spoke. You all know the answer, don't you? He asked his friends. What? Asked the others. We have to ask for help. We have to go to the police.